Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're out in our operations area, keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian with the latest information, and we do have an update. The official clock says it's 2 o'clock, so let's see what the latest is. So still, looking at the satellite, the NOAA satellite's looking directly at the hurricane, really giving us a lot of information about the structure, and it helps us with the intensity forecast. It helps us understand what's going on with this. And you can see just so much convection right around the center of this storm. And the other part is we look at some of the cirrus clouds out the top, and we've been mentioning that all day because it really helps us understand that, you know, we're going to continue to be this strong, and we've even kept the forecast very similar to be a powerful hurricane. So 150 mile an hour winds in the latest forecast, and think about this, moving west at 8 miles an hour, so moving along westward 150 miles an hour. And let's take a look at the rest of the cone here. I mean, it is really a long-term situation here. Look how far this cone goes up all the way into the Carolinas. And if you think about the winds, let's really center on this, on the winds. Those winds stretch out more than 100 miles away from the center. So this is not just around the center. It's always outside the cone. So you think about that when you talk about the impacts. Hurricane force winds 20 to 30 miles around the center. So where to next? So it looks like we're going to continue. Very similar forecast to before. And the slowdown is something that we need to talk about. We always talk about the intensity forecast, the track forecast. The other one is the along track, the actual speed of the hurricane. And when this thing tries to turn to the right, turn north, it's going to slow down. And that's going to have a devastating impact on the Bahamas. So you're going to have, you know, a day or so. Think about this, a major hurricane, all those winds, all that rainfall, the storm surge for a long period of time. So a very devastating, life-threatening situation in the Bahamas. So once it turns, it's going to move to the north, our current forecast, just off the coast. However, remember those impacts well away from the center. So you can still see some of the winds. You can still see some of the storm surge as we go, not only in Florida, but up into South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Georgia. The uncertainty in the forecast, we always talk about that cone, so incredibly important. So if it slows down and turns a little early, we could see a forecast to the right of this current track. If it waits a little longer, we have some solutions that do that as well. We're going to get really close to the Florida coastline and up through the Carolinas. So that's pretty much the situation, and that brings a lot of rainfall. That brings a lot of impacts for us. Look at this rain. In some cases, 6 to 10 inches of rain right there on the coast, and all the way up into the Carolinas, Georgia, and in Florida too. But look at the Bahamas, 15 to 20 inches of rain, and that's all because we're slowing down. We're getting so slow as it turns and moves to the north. Some of those readings could be more than 20 inches of rain, so very life-threatening situation there. But remember this, this could move in either direction depending on track changes. So that's the latest update. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.